keep your distance. Whales, turtles, seals, and dolphins. There are lots of them out there, and federal officials want to remind folks not to get too close or harass our protected or endangered species, or you risk a fine or maybe jail. NOAA officials are kicking off a series of meetings statewide, beginning here on Oahu next week. We talked to Tom Allen from NOAA, from the Office of Natural Marine Sanctuaries, about the do's and don'ts.
There are a lot of marine mammals and sea turtles that are protected by various federal laws, and we just want to remind them of how to behave or what to do when these animals come close to us.
I know that there are a number of different programs. You've got Dolphin Smart. You've mm-hmm. got all these different ways to be able to raise the consciousness, if you will, mm-hmm. of ocean users out there.
Yep. These are mechanisms by which we can bring in some of the tour operators who want to participate. It's always voluntary if they would like to participate and get more information and put things like Dolphin Smart or say that they have naturalists on board. I think it just increases the visitor experience who goes out on the water. But I think a lot of the reasons why we're having these workshops is not because people are being bad or there's something going on that's wrong. It's just to remind people and to mainly let them ask questions of the people who either enforce the laws or have to interpret the laws if they have to write a violation.
Now, I'm in the water a lot, and sometimes we come across monk seals, and then it's a little startling when you're out there, or other large ocean creatures.
Right, dolphins or whales. And, you know, I think, first of all, we should be grateful that we get to see these animals close. The monk seal is, like, one of the most endangered marine mammals in the world, and they live here in Hawaii. I think we're probably seeing an increase in humpback whales, so we're going to have more interaction. But I think, in general, people are abiding by the laws, but what happens when these animals come to you? What do you do? Are you violating the laws? These are some of the questions we get asked all the time, so we're trying to answer those. We're trying to provide the public with the best information possible.
So, coming across a huge turtle in Waikiki, that's okay.
So coming across it means, I'm going to assume, means I'm seeing it, not like running over it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, and that's great. We see sea turtles here basking on the beach, and mainly they are just kind of warming up or they're resting from their night's foraging that they did. But sometimes the turtle is sick. You know, what should we be looking for? But the other thing is that, yes, we should give the animal its space and not try to go take selfies with it. Same thing with the monk seals. They're highly endangered. They're resting. I don't think we want to. They have sharp teeth. I don't think we want to go up and pet the animal. So I think there's just some, you know, general words of advice for people who are going to be coming across these animals.
Okay. Getting back to turtles, mm-hmm. I know with my swimming group, sometimes we go out to the known turtle cleaning stations mm-hmm. where you have a number of turtles. And then we've seen commercial boats snorkeling in the area. So mm-hmm. what about that?
So I think that's fine. I think there are, you know, you're not supposed to really harass sea turtles, which means chasing it and riding on its shell. But I think if you, you know, and a lot, I would say, you know, 9 out of 10 of the boat operators in Hawaii know what the laws are, and they're respectful of that. So putting people in the water and just enjoying the animals and watching them from afar, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's a great thing.
Okay, but as far as selfies or running after
well,
them with GoPros?
Right, swimming up to it and grabbing on its shell and going for a ride, that's probably a big no-no.
Okay, and you could face a fine.
You know, everybody has videos now, right? And everybody takes videos of everybody else. So people need to be cognizant of. That is one possible thing that could happen if you're violating or doing a violation.
It's evidence, proof.
Yes.
And so what is the fine?
That's kind of what we want to talk about at these workshops. You know, if it's a first violation, if it's something very innocent, like, oh, I didn't know that this was wrong, you can only say that once, frankly. But I'm not the lawyer. We will have lawyers there from our NOAA General Counsel that can answer those questions. But, you know, it's probably a couple hundred to something very egregious where they tried to put their name on the shell of the sea turtle. You know, so there, I think there's a whole range of possibilities.
Okay, and then what about the larger mammals, like you said, with the monk seals and the whales?
So it's mainly whales. I think whales have been around us a lot longer in terms of, you know, variety of boats going out to see them, and people know that, at least with humpback whales, there are 100-yard approach rule. You don't sort of pierce this bubble of allowing the whale to have its space. But, you know, I'm calling from Maui, and Maui, the industry knows that, well, you know, towards the end of the season and maybe March or April, the whales start coming to the boats and using the boats as maybe buffers to get away from harassing males if they're female humpback whales. So what do you do then? How do you maneuver around when there's a whale sitting under your boat?
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot. So it's tricky out there, and I'm sure we're going to have great dialogue from a lot of the user groups who show up and say, well, what happens if my boats come across a pod and then all of a sudden the pod doesn't move? Am I in violation? You know, what happens with that?
I know there have been instances, too, where I've been out on a recreational boat and we'll see whales, and the operator will just stop the boat, you know, turn off the engine,
mm-hmm.
and then just, like, let the whales come to us.
Right. And that's okay. And if the animals come to you, that's okay. But if you're out chasing them around, then obviously that's a problem. Another problem is if we are having more humpbacks in our waters during the wintertime, and say a mother calf shows up in Kahului Harbor and they have to close the harbor down, that's now there's an economic impact to that.
Do we do that often?
No, but it has happened. And, you know, all of a sudden shipment stops. You know, how long can the shipment stop if the mother and whale are sitting in the harbor? I know that's happened in California, where I think they had to play whale songs to get the whale out of the harbor. These are things that may happen here.
Okay, and I know just as a beachgoer, I've seen a lot of the monk seals visit regularly, you know, Kaimana mm-hmm. Beach.
Yep, and these are big animals, right?
Right, and everybody has to adapt, share
right.
the beach.
Right, so how do we share these animals? How do we share our beaches and our oceans with these animals? And I think that's part of the discussion. So while we may not answer every question at these workshops, I think it's the beginning of a dialogue. What I really hope people come away with is, well, here's the number I can call if I need more information.
So you've got this series of meetings across the state.
Yes.
Is this the first time we've done this?
No, this is the first time we've done it in a while, but we used to do these fairly frequently about 10 years ago, and we used to have workbooks, and we used to ask for registration, and these workshops are free. They are sort of on a first-come, first-served basis. I'm assuming because we haven't done them in a while, a lot of people will show up out of curiosity. So, but it really is just a chance to dialogue with some of the NOAA folks who do have to either enforce the laws or go out and educate people about them.
Right, so it's either validation on information that folks already know, or maybe there's new information that you folks have to share.
Right, or there will probably be questions that come up that we hadn't experienced before. So that's another thing we're sort of looking for is, well, you know, these people are the eyes and ears out on the water. What are the trends you're seeing? And, you know, people may say, oh, we're not seeing a lot of whales, or we're seeing a lot of monk seals off Big Island, but not off of Molokai, or whatever it might be.
Alan Tom is the Pacific Islands Regional Director for NOAA's Office of National Marine Sanctuaries. The Marine Mammal Protection Act, the Endangered Species Act, and the National Marine Sanctuaries Act, and the Lacey Act aren't new federal laws. The statewide workshops are an opportunity to hear from federal officials about how to legally interact with protected marine mammals and sea turtles. That first workshop is November 28th at Central Middle School here on Oahu.